The political rivals of Boston Acting Mayor Kim Janey are criticizing her decision to withhold records of more than a dozen Boston police officers accused of misconduct. That includes 13 officers the department found committed domestic violence and others accused of sexual assault. WBUR's Allie Jarmaning has more.
Three of the four major candidates running against Kim Janey for mayor blasted her Thursday for withholding records on officers accused of domestic violence or sexual assault. City Councilor Andrea Campbell says she plans to issue a subpoena to obtain the records.
It's really important, if we say we value transparency and accountability, that we are more forthcoming with releasing of this information. And what I'm seeing is a pattern of the acting mayor continuing the pattern of the previous administration where they're not releasing this information in a timely manner.
WBUR reported Thursday that Boston police found 13 officers committed domestic violence over the past decade. But the city refuses to provide any information about the cases, including the names of the officers and whether they remain on the force. The city also rejected requests for records on officers accused of sexual assaults, citing a law intended to protect victims. Janey defended herself at a news conference Thursday. She says she's working to staff a new watchdog agency charged with reviewing investigations of police misconduct.
Records will be released. We will continue to release internal affair files. As we do so, I want to remind you that we will always, always protect the identities of survivors and victims in this case.
John Barros is also running for mayor. He criticized the delay.
We shouldn't use bureaucracy and our inability to implement the recommendations as a reason not to release. Let's release now and make sure that the people of Boston are informed and that the individuals who need to be held accountable are held accountable.
Councilor Michelle Wu says she'd also release records of officers who committed domestic violence and sexual assault. She released a statement saying, quote, "Bostonians deserve transparency, accountability, and real reforms, not announcements that fail to follow through." Of the major candidates, only City Councilor Anissa Asabi-George wouldn't say whether she'd make the records public. Janey has already dealt with two other police scandals since she was sworn into office in March. She fired Boston Police Commissioner Dennis White after a report confirmed he was quietly accused of domestic violence decades earlier. And she expressed outrage that Officer Patrick Rose remained on the force for 22 years after he was accused of child rape. He is now in jail on charges of molesting other children. Critics say the city has a long history of keeping secrets. Sophia Hall is an attorney with Lawyers for Civil Rights. She says it shouldn't take scandals like Rose and White to force an examination of the city's transparency.
This is a time-old era issue that we have been fighting for years and years. We've had lawsuits that date back more than half a decade, even trying to ensure that the city complies with what happens to be a fairly progressive public records statute in Massachusetts.
The state's highest court ruled last year that the city was wrong to withhold the names of police officers accused of drunk driving. And the Secretary of State's office has received hundreds of complaints in recent years from people who had problems obtaining records from Boston officials. In many cases, people said the city didn't even respond. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Jarmaning.